KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 43 degrees. We look forward to be partly sunny here today with a chance of afternoon showers, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Police in Red Oak report the arrest late Thursday night of a Cass County man on a drug-related warrant. 21-year-old Christian Lee Meek of Atlantic was taken into custody in the 1800 block of Highway 48 at around 11:10 p.m. Meek was wanted on a Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear on a possession of marijuana charge. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,500 cash bond. And sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested two people just before 5 p.m. Thursday following a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 34 and 200th Street. 29-year-old Brian Eugene Hamner of Bellevue, Nebraska, was charged with OWI drugged first offense. And 38-year-old Corey Allen Harold of Council Bluffs was charged with possession of a controlled substance as well as possession of drug paraphernalia. Both men were booked in Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond each. An investigation into a possible burglary early this morning in Council Bluffs resulted in a foot pursuit, but no one was apprehended. Bluffs police say officers were called to the vicinity of 1868 Pueblo Road at around 12:30 a.m. for a report of a possible burglary in progress. Upon arrival, officers parked several houses away and approached on foot after observing items that appeared to be taken from a nearby shed. As they got to the rear of the residence, one officer observed a man run north and west from the rear of the residence. Officers who began to chase the man ordered him to stop, but the suspect, who wore a dark coat, jumped multiple fences and ran to Ottawa Avenue before getting into a maroon Pontiac. As officers approached, the man started the vehicle, turned on the headlights, and began to drive in reverse at a high rate of speed. Moments later, another officer saw the vehicle traveling northbound on South 24th Street before turning west onto I-80 westbound. Omaha Police Helicopter Able 1 was dispatched and followed the vehicle to an apartment building near 14th and W Streets. The suspect parked the vehicle in the back lot and ran from the vehicle. Able 1 lost sight of the man as he ran around an apartment building. The suspect was not identified and no injuries were reported. A 22-year-old Council Bluffs man has been given 10 years in prison for trying to kidnap a girl near her Omaha elementary school. Television station KMTV reports Nathan Bussey pleaded guilty Thursday to child stealing after prosecutors dropped a kidnapping charge. Council Bluffs police say Bussey grabbed the girl in January of 2013 near the Edison Elementary School and forced her to walk with him. She struggled with Bussey and broke away. After mental testing in 2014, Bussey was found incompetent for trial. This past March, he was found competent to trial, and at sentencing, he was given credit for time served while being treated in a state institution. The Iowa West Foundation says it recently awarded $32,500 to Golden Hills Resource Conservation and Development for continued development of art and culture in rural southwest Iowa. Golden Hills RC&D is a nonprofit organization based in Oakland that serves residents and communities of southwest Iowa. The funding is designed to build solid capacity for the newly formed Southwest Iowa Art Council, including visioning, member recruitment, board development, event promotion, and community outreach. It'll also provide technical assistance to expand the 2016 Southwest Iowa Art Tour and create Porchlight, an online hub for rural arts and cultural promotion. Golden Hills RC&D will work in partnership with the new Southwest Iowa Art Council to develop a written plan and solid structure for the group to operate into the future. A key project of the Southwest Iowa Art Council is the Southwest Iowa Art Tour, to be held September 17th and 18th. The goals for the art tour are participation of 12 communities in the region, 50 participating artists, and 1,000 documented visitors on the tour. The University of Iowa will also partner on the project to develop a coordinated marketing and events online hub called Porchlight that'll serve as an arts and culture hub, museum without walls, and maker-to-market venue for rural southwest Iowa region. Through the development of coordinated marketing and events like Porchlight, this increased exposure, they say, will entice visitorship to rural communities from surrounding metro areas. Funding support for the Iowa West Foundation will jumpstart a coordinated and collaborative arts and culture environment and enhance community efforts toward increased livability and economic growth for rural Iowa. The Iowa West Foundation is one of the largest private foundations in the Midwest. It has distributed more than $300 million in grants to nonprofits and governmental agencies throughout southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska since the inception of its grant program in 1996. Funding for the grants comes from investment earnings of the Iowa West Racing Association, which receives contractual fees from casino operators Ameristar and Harrah's. In the funeral announcements, George William Clark, age 82 of Cypress, California, and a native of the Griswold area, died February 8th. Public graveside services and burial of cremains for George Clark will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Waveland Township Cemetery south of Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Gary Bald, age 71 of Audubon, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Gary Bald will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Viola Speaker, age 105 of Manning, died May the 7th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Viola Speaker will be Saturday at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Ruth DeWitt Alexander, age 102, who's formerly of Griswold, died January 10th at the home of her daughter in Clifton, Virginia. Graveside services for Ruth Alexander will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Whipple Cemetery west of Griswold. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. James Jim Robert Snyder, age 70, of Adair, died May the 7th in an auto accident east of Anita. Funeral services for Jim Snyder will be on May 21st at 10 a.m. at the Adair Casey High School. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.